on.
Live from Los Angeles.
It's the PHP.
The Perez Hilton
Podcast.
We're my man.
Chris Booker.
Chris Booker.
It's Booker, baby.
And the one and only world famous Perez.
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 The Perez Hilton.
It's the PHP.
Well, hey, everybody. Welcome to the PHP. I'm Booker, and he's Perez. And how are you?
I'm every possible emotion.
What's going on?
Well, I mean, I'm not 100% well, so I'm sick. So that clearly affects my mood and affects everything. No, but I'm not too sick. So that's why I'm like every possible emotion. I'm sick, but I'm not too sick.
Is your mom okay?
Yeah, she's better.
Okay, well, that's what I was initially worried about when you said every emotion.
Oh, no, nothing that bad.
Okay.
Just dealing with a lot, like things in the air, like a lot of things that I might be doing next month, which are good, but I might be gone a lot of the time. So it's like every possible emotion, like happy, excited, nervous, anxious. I don't want to get into it, but I had a good weekend. My weekend was good. My weekend was very busy. On Friday night, I met up with Macy Gray and I really didn't have dinner, but I joined her while she ate and I had a diet.
You watched her eat.
I watched her eat. I had a Diet Coke and tea. I was very hydrated. And that was fun. And then Saturday, I took my kids to see Elmo live. That was super fun. And they got to meet all the characters. And my daughter especially was like in heaven. And then Saturday night, I went to this queer prom, which...
Why does that sound offensive to me?
How could that be offensive to you?
Queer prom.
Yeah. Many kids don't feel safe being open in high school or taking a boyfriend or a girlfriend or, you know...
I don't mean the premise. I mean the name.
Why is that offensive?
The word queer just struck me weird.
Why does that word queer strike you weird?
Well, I don't know. It just seems like it's like the F word. You're taking a bad word and making it good, but it's really a bad word. Calling somebody a name. Does that make any sense? You're labeling something?
I guess. I mean, the word queer isn't nowadays associated.
Either the word gay. I mean, the word gay is, you know, often misused as well.
It is. I mean, gay prom would have been fine by me as well. I don't care. Whatever. It was a fabulous evening and an opportunity to celebrate LGBT teens. And it was very enlightening for me, too, to see what the youth responded to. Like, Adam Lambert was there. And, you know, of course, everybody was pleasant, but it was as if he wasn't there. And Evan Rachel Wood from Westworld was there, and the teens didn't really care. But then a few of the RuPaul's Drag Race queens came out, and oh my God, it was as if like Selena Gomez
really?
Was there.
Huh.
The Drag Race girls are superstars for LGBT teens.
Huh, cool.
Yeah, that was interesting. And then Sunday, I took my mom out and my kids to Mother's Day brunch, and I attempted to be mostly healthy, and I was. I think I was pretty healthy. I had a salmon salad.
I don't give a shit what you ate.
I had a salmon salad.
Oh, God.
Then I was still hungry, so I said, fuck it. I'll have some of my kids' pizza. But at least I had every intention, and I did. I ate mostly healthy. I had salad and then two slices of pizza and half a cheesecake.
See, I like to think that the salad cancels out at least the cheesecake, right?
Well, I didn't even have the whole cheesecake, though. So, I would say that was a fairly good Mother's Day brunch. Like, last year, I took my mom out to a buffet, and we went real crazy at the buffet. So by comparison...
Your mom loves a buffet.
Yeah, by comparison, this was very healthy. And then afterwards, cool. I met up with a friend of mine, well, my best friend, and we did a little bit of Sunday fun day. And I had more to drink than I would have liked. I had the intention of just having two drinks. I ended up having 3.5.
Whoa.
I know, but that's...
I know, it's a lot for you.
Yeah, and that's...
It's a lot for most people.
3.5? Is that a lot for most people?
I would think 3.5 drinks for a lot of people is a lot.
Okay, yeah.
If you're not a drinker.
No.
I mean, for me, you know, I'm a drinker, so 3.5 is kind of like the primer for me.
How many drinks would you drink on a night out?
10, 15.
What?
Easily.
10 to 15?
Easily.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I can drink, though.
That's insane.
I drink vodka like water. It doesn't affect me. I don't even really get drunk either. That's the thing.
Wow.
Once you introduce shots into the mix, like tequila,
what?
Well, that's when things get crazy.
You have
I don't do that too often. No, I don't do shots too often. It's usually a celebration if I'm doing shots.
Oh my God. Anyways, we ended up going to the Abbey for the premiere of this new reality show on E! What Happens at the Abbey.
Mm-hmm. Funny, we were talking about the Abbey last week.
Yeah, well, that show is awful. I had to leave early. It was that bad.
Okay, but wouldn't you have thought that Vanderpump was awful when you started watching it, though?
I don't watch that show.
I mean, is there a reason why it was awful? Were the people terrible? Or
I think the main reason is there really was, and I guess maybe this is just commonplace now in a lot of these reality shows. Within the first 10 minutes, like I gave it a lot of time, there was nobody I was rooting for. There really wasn't even anybody that I was rooting against, to be honest, either. So I was neither rooting for anybody or rooting against anybody. Like, there was no great hero or no great villain. There were just these losers. And I'm like, I hated it.
Huh. I did Sir Lounge this weekend on Saturday night. So it was my first time at the Vanderpump shit show.
That's on Robertson, right?
Yeah, yeah, it's pretty nice. I it's not what I expected. It's really well done, and the food was pretty good. I mean, I just had appetizers, but yeah, it was pretty good. And then I went to Pump for like 5 minutes just because my friend wanted to see it. Then I did Nobu Malibu on Friday. That's a shit show.
Ooh.
That's like every 70-year-old Mel Gibson Hollywood dude with every 20-year-old girl that's from another country. It's the craziest thing you've ever seen.
Anyways, well, let's get right to it. It's weird because some of the things that I wanted to start with were like big stories last week. Well, I definitely wanted to talk about that Steve Harvey letter that went viral last week after our podcast.
Okay.
I forget the day that it did. But anyways, if you don't know, I got to set the stage. First and foremost, Steve Harvey has a daytime talk show. The talk show has been filming in Chicago for the last few years. However, it is going to be moving to Los Angeles. And as a result, not everybody is moving with the show to LA. Not everybody was given that option. A lot of people were laid off. And that's the real thing here. A lot of people were laid off or are being laid off or will be laid off. So a lot of people are unhappy with him and out to get him or get even or air their grievances. And it's totally fine. You know, you get screwed over. I would chalk trash too anonymously. Like, ugh, that person was such a douchebag or whatever. Anyways, so Steve Harvey sent this email to his staff saying, "Good morning, everyone. Welcome back. I'd like you all to review and adhere to the following notes and rules for season 5 of my talk show. There will be no meetings in my dressing room. No stopping by or popping in. No one, all caps. Do not come to my dressing room unless invited. Do not open my dressing room door. If you open my door, expect to be removed, all caps. My security team will stop everyone from standing at my door who have the intent to see or speak to me. I want all the ambushing to stop now. That includes TV staff. You must schedule an appointment. I have been taken advantage of by my lenient policy in the past. This ends now. All caps, no more. Do not approach me while I'm in the makeup chair unless I ask to speak with you directly. Either knock or use the doorbell. I am seeking more free time for me throughout the day. Do not wait in any hallway to speak to me. I hate being ambushed. Please make an appointment. I promise you I will not entertain you in the hallway. Do not attempt to walk with me. If you're reading this, I mean you. Everyone, do not take offense to this new way of doing business. It is for the good of my personal life and enjoyment. Thank you all, Steve Harvey."
Okay.
Surprisingly, I mean, I wouldn't say a lot, but a fair amount of people were defending him.
I 100% defend him.
Why?
The guy does a morning radio show. The guy does Family Feud. The guy does a talk show. The guy doesn't have a moment to himself. And the point is, he's like, look, I need some moments for myself when people aren't asking me questions 24 hours a day. When that door is shut, please respect that privacy, because I need that privacy so I can keep you all employed. I need it or I'm going to break down, is all that he's saying. Now, a little bit of his email sounds like he is breaking down a little bit. And he's like, look, for my well-being and to keep this, keep all these balls in motion, I need some time. You guys, you're going to have to like schedule an appointment because I need time to be able to do all that. And that's all that that email says to me. I have no problem with it. Zero.
I have no problem with the substance of the email. I have every problem with how he executed his wants, needs, desires, and...
Why?
Well, first and foremost, he didn't need to send that email. He is the talent. There are many other avenues to have communicated that. He could
Okay, but it sounds like he's in charge and he's told people that and no one has respected it. So now he's having to be the bad boss and say, listen, these are the rules. These always were the rules, but everyone is taking advantage of the rules because, oh, this is really important. Oh, this is really important. He's saying, listen, I don't care how important it is. When that door's shut, you got to give me a minute. Because I need a minute. And no one was respecting his private time, it's which just, is what he considered it. I don't see a problem with it.
I see it's just indicative of poor decision making. He could have.
Maybe he did. His staff has sent out letters before and no one is paying attention to the rules.
Well, that's bullshit. Then he needs to make changes to make sure that his vision is executed properly.
Why? When it's easier just to send out an email and says, listen, no more, guys. You don't No more.
You don't treat people that way. It's so demoralizing.
You ask people to respect the rules, which they clearly were not doing. That's what he was saying. Like, look, I've been taken advantage of in this situation. He says it in that letter.
You're assuming.
No, I'm not. He says it in that letter. He said people are taking advantage of my time. Violating the rules.
You mentioned the rules. You are assuming that there were rules previously.
So did he. No. If he's saying you're taking advantage of that, that implies that everyone knows they're supposed to leave him alone. And everyone's just, but this is important. Come on, I need one more thing. I think people have just taken advantage of him and he had enough. He said, listen, I need this time to breathe.
Anyways, you're also assuming that he had communicated this through other ways, like his executive producer, HR, any other outlet, like, or in
person. He is the boss. He is the absolute boss. And it sounds like it was a rule and no one was following the rule.
Thankfully, I don't communicate like that to my employees. And I just don't think that's how you talk to people.
I don't think anyone should take it personally. I think they should say, okay, there are too many people in his room. They should protect him and say, you know what? The guy's doing 100 jobs and he's keeping all of us employed. I think no one should take any offense to what he wrote. He didn't call anybody a name. He didn't say you people are doing a terrible job. He just said that there's a rule and you guys are violating the rule and please stop because I need this time. It sounds like a man begging for time. I think everyone else is reading way too much into this. I don't think it's a dick move at all.
First of all, he stands by that, and this is definitely a dick move. He had invited all of his staff to a rap party and then disinvited some of the staff that got fired after too many people RSVP'd.
That's weird.
And then he didn't even show up to the rap party.
Well, somebody ratted him out in the press and he's probably a little hurt and a little upset by it. You know, look, Dr. Phil, when my girlfriend used to work for Dr. Phil, he had a Christmas party every year. He didn't show up some years, but he still had the party for them.
He didn't show up some years?
No.
That's fucking rude. Why are you going to have a Christmas party for your staff and not show up?
Hey, listen, maybe you're busy. Maybe you just want to show your thanks and give them a nice meal and a nice time. I don't have a problem with that either.
I have a problem with that. Who has a Christmas party for their staff?
You have a problem with everything.
No.
I think that's fine.
To not show up?
I think it's fine. Maybe you're busy. You're out there working. Or you're enjoying your downtime because you need it. Listen, being a mogul and running a company like Dr. Phil does or Steve Harvey does, it takes a lot of time. It's a lot of pressure and you probably need some downtime.
Anyways, somebody who is a radio person says that Steve Harvey actually has the worst reputation in radio. And he had this unwritten rule that if you were a woman who worked for Steve Harvey, you could not wear pants. What kind of bullshit is that?
That sounds like some stupid, silly rumor to me.
This comes from a trusted source.
Okay.
Anyways, another big story that was riling people up last week over the last 7 days on social media is Bow Wow and his bragging about flying on private jets and then being called out for not flying a private jet when he was actually flying commercial. It's just another reminder that Instagram's not real life.
It is to this generation. And
it is.
I think life is real conversations and talking to people. This generation has come up with that screen in front of their face from go. That is their real life. That's their reality. Whether it's a true reality or the reality that we experience, well, that's debatable. But it is their reality.
I disagree. I mean, I think
it's part of their being.
Well, yes, but I think they all know that, oh, okay, that person took 30 selfies before posting the right one.
I don't think they think that much into it. I think that's our first thought. I don't think that the person on the receiving end that is that age even cares that they did that and sees the phoniness behind it. They just see it as, oh, they took 30 pictures. They don't judge it as we would. It's a different way to see it, but I think that's what's going on. I think it is their reality. I do.
I don't know. I think they're aware, like, it's like McDonald's, like they know it's not good for you, but they still eat it anyways. Or Taco Bell.
Okay.
Young people are more into Taco Bell than they are McDonald's. No young person's eating Taco Bell and they're like, oh, this is healthy. This is good for me.
Every young person eats it anyhow. Everybody does
yes,
when you're
no,
young.
I know. I'm just saying,
but this generation, it's almost the same with the phones that they're not thinking that it's good or bad. They're just thinking it's part of their diet and they don't judge other people the way we might for living their life through a camera phone. And I think that is part of their life now. It's part of their being now. That's the only way they've known it. I don't think they judge it as much as we would.
I don't judge documenting your life. I do that. I just judge when you're really working so hard to put out a fake image of who you are. Mm-hmm. Like Bow Wow clearly is. Like if you're not flying private planes, he did it repeatedly, more than once. Like, why post photos of a private plane if that's not your reality?
But did you see his response to this?
His response was the most stupidest, wackest thing.
Bullshittiest.
Let me read it. He said, quote, the thing with the internet is we live in a time where it's a show and prove type of thing. A lot of people can't take comments. A lot of people can't take scrutiny. So therefore, as a man, I hope you have balls to stand up for yourself and fight for yourself. A guy like me, like today, they put up a story about me not coming to New York on a private plane. But I know how I got to New York. You know what I mean? So it's like, what do I have to prove? He neither confirmed nor denied that he...
Right. He says he's just rambling. It's literally rambling.
It's sad to
whatever.
Me.
His name's Lil Bow Wow. What do you expect?
I like to think the person that people see me be on social media, like that's the real me.
Like if you're flying somewhere, you're in coach and you'll tell people you're in coach and you don't give a damn that you're in coach.
Oh, I'll tweet about it and I'll be
all
like,
day long.
I'll be like, oh my gosh, there's no power outlet in coach. How could there not be power outlet? Yes, I've done that before. Yeah. Anyways, at that queer prom that I went to, there was these two guys from that band Pentatonix. Do you know them?
Yeah.
They were there. They're openly gay members. And one of them was totally giving me the evil eye.
Really? The stink eye? I love the stink eye. What did you do to them? I thought you were a big fan of them.
I am a fan. But I also have an opinion. And it can upset people that have...
I gotcha.
It upsets people that have young fan bases. Because... people with young fan bases, the fans don't really get it the way that I get it or the way that you get it or the way that our listeners get it. So mm-hmm. What happened is one of the members of Pentatonix, Avi, made this video and released a statement about how he's leaving the group. And he got all mm-hmm. emotional. And he said he just wanted to spend more time with family and friends. And he didn't want to keep up the pace that the band was operating at. And he didn't want to slow them down. And then I responded saying, if I was a label or a manager, I wouldn't want to work with him because he's lazy. Or he is just lying about why he's really leaving the band and it just wants to go solo. And he is going solo, by the way. He's releasing solo music. If you want to be successful as a solo artist, that takes work too. I respect and appreciate that he knows what's for him and what's not. But if you want to be in show business, if you want to be a successful artist, that requires a lot of work, especially in music. If you're lucky enough to be successful, tons of promo all the time, traveling all over the world.
Listen, this person knows. This person's been doing it, you know?
Yeah.
They've been doing it, and they're a professional. If you're saying that this person is, under false pretenses, saying that they're leaving because of all the work, it's not because of all the work, it's because they want to go solo.
Well,
just be honest about it.
I'm saying it's one or the other. I'm saying he's lazy or he's lying about why he's leaving the group.
I gotcha. Okay, so you're just wondering, and that pissed him off, or?
No, the guy in the band probably... I forget, he subtweeted me. I forget the tweet. He didn't at me. He said
right.
So. Wait, let me
responded to somebody else's response.
No. I think he deleted it. He deleted the tweet. Anyways, it was something about like being nasty or whatever. I'm like, I don't think I was being nasty by saying that. I was just sharing my opinion.
So, long story short, what did you do about the stink eye? Nothing? Did you leave? Did you just try to get away from the situation?
No, I just ignored him.
Did you just kind of laugh at it?
I ignored him. But the other guy in the band, Scott, he and I are friendly. So I said hi to him. And I didn't talk about the guy that quit. I didn't care. Anyways, that was just funny to me.
Yeah, it is funny.
The new Miley Cyrus song came out. And I love it.
Love it.
Malibu. It's so good. It's so different from anything she's ever done. Mm-hmm. It's different for radio too, which I think is great. And finally, like, women have not been performing well on radio recently. Mm-mm. It's all been about the guys. Like, the top 10 has been male dominated. So I'm happy that Miley is breaking that up and hopefully going to get a top 5 hit out of it. I think she will easily. Anyways, I was happy about that. The Harry Styles album came out. Did you listen to that?
Love it.
Really?
Love it. Love it. Love it. I think it's, I don't know if it's got a hit on it, but I love the different sounds. There's parts of it that sound like a Beck record. I don't know what his fans are ultimately going to think. I dig it.
I wouldn't say I dig it. I don't dislike it either. I found it to be a bit sleepy, like kind of boring. Yeah.
Wouldn't argue with that.
That's not a great description for an album.
Well, there's a lot of albums that I love that can be construed as sleepy. It's just what they are, you know? I just don't know if that's the expectation of his fans. You know, I saw Niall Horan yesterday. He played for us up at the station. And I got to say, I was really shocked at how good of a musician he is. He really knows how to play his guitar. He really knows how to sing on his own. And I guess he was always kind of known as the musician of the band, but he impressed me. I really think his new song, Slow Hands, is nothing that I would have expected. And I think it's really good.
Oh, I love that song. Slow Hands.
Such a good song.
Yeah, I love that song. I just wish the Harry album was exciting. It's not bad. Like I said, I can't.
Would not disagree with you.
I can't.
Wouldn't disagree
it.
With you.
Wait, so you're totally changing your tune. You loved it.
No. I do love it. But you're saying that you wanted it to be something else. I do agree with you. It's not totally the most exciting record. But, you know, there's a lot of records that aren't really exciting that I love.
Name one.
I think this is in that category.
Name one.
Like, it's like a Pete Yorn record to me. Like, Pete's last record is all very Day at the Beach, kind of a lazy Southern California kicking it album. I like that kind of thing. And I got that from Harry.
Like I said,
I don't think that's the expectation.
I like that too when it's done well. Like, Jason Mraz does that so well. Like, his songs to me are special, Jason Mraz. I wouldn't say that any of the songs off Harry's album are special. Like, I'm not saying they're bad. Right. They're good, actually.
I'm not disagreeing with you. It wasn't my expectation. But walking away from the album, I found it refreshing. I wasn't hating on it. I was like, this is pretty interesting. Yeah, I'm not jumping up and down and saying, oh my God, you know, it's a George Michael record or it's a great pop album, because it's not. But I still think it's cool, I guess. That's how I would say it. It's a cool record.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
There's not a lot of cool on pop radio. I'm just saying it's cool.
Well, I don't think that song's getting played, right?
No, not much. I didn't think it would. Yeah. So, you know, just like, you know, I told you Katy Perry was a bomb. By the way, I heard the new Katy Perry.
You did?
Yes. It comes out. I don't know if I'm supposed to say that. Let me just say this. It'll be out this week.
Oh.
Okay. Well, it'll be out this week, but it's not out yet. It's got that Nicki Minaj truffle butter that, you know, boom, 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 whatever those three notes are. The first two notes are the same, and the third one is a little different. If you were listening, you would be like, why do I know this song? And you'd go, oh, Truffle Butter.
So it samples it?
It's not a sample. It's almost it. It's really, really close, but it's not it. If I'm guessing, and I'm two for two with her, I think, this is a bomb too.
Oh my God.
If it is, then maybe I'll have to warm up to it. You liked the last one. I didn't. I thought the last one was the turd, and it, you know, crapped out in the 70s, I think. I don't hear this one either.
Well, the Paramore album, thankfully, is amazing. Mm-hmm. Did you hear that one?
I have.
Oh,
it's good, huh?
So good.
Pop
it's
record?
It's so pop. But cool pop, like very 80s sounding pop. Bright, like bright is a word that I would use to describe it. Like it's happy, but it's sonically different. Like Carly Rae Jepsen's last album, Emotions, that was also 80s, but this is more like indie 80s. Hers was shiny 80s. Shiny is not a word I would use to describe the Paramore album. I would just use bright. Bright, and okay. We all need more brightness in our lives. I think it's a great album. Love it. This Friday is going to be all sorts of hella crazy if the Katy Perry song is coming out on Friday. So are four other big songs.
That's right. Selena Gomez is dropping a song on Wednesday night at 9.
No, Thursday night.
They're saying it comes out Thursday, but on the West Coast, it's Wednesday night at 9. Because of midnight, that whole thing.
Well, that's smart then, because there's just too much. Selena's coming out. Camila Cabello's coming out. Iggy Azalea is coming out, and Liam Payne is coming out.
Yep. It's going to be a big weekend.
It's going to
be a new music weekend.
It's going to be a lot of flopping.
Maybe.
A lot of flopping.
Hey, I'm really looking forward to the Camila. This is a big, big song for her.
You heard it?
I haven't heard it. I'm looking forward to hearing it. This is really kind of could start a career if she gets this song, whatever it is. This will cement her as the new it.
I hope it's good. I don't know. I'm going to reserve judgments. I just read a lyric about it, like something about like no crying at the club. I'm like, I'm over fucking songs about the club, though.
Yeah, I think you've mentioned that before. That's
no funny. More songs about the club. Jesus.
It makes sense, though.
Ugh. Anyways, congratulations to Luis Fonsi and Daddy Yankee. Their song Despacito is officially the number one song in the country.
That is crazy.
With a little help from Justin Bieber. A
little bit of help.
A little bit of help, yeah. It's the first time in 21 years that a Spanish or mostly Spanish song has been number one on the Hot 100. Major.
Let me guess, Bailamos.
No, that wasn't number one.
Hmm.
And that was also late 90s.
Okay, late 90s. Bamba was the 80s.
Late 90s or early 2000s. It might have been 2000 around then.
Oh, I don't know. What was it?
Macarena.
Macarena, damn it.
Darle tu cuerpo alegría, Macarena, que tu cuerpo es para darle alegría.
No one needs to hear that.
I love that song.
You still like the Macarena.
The original version. I hate the annoying ass remix of the Macarena. Yeah. Anyways, this was very telling to me. Kim Kardashian and Kanye West did not celebrate Mother's Day together.
Ooh.
He might still be on the mountain in Wyoming, but I think that they might already have broken up. It would not surprise me if they've already secretly split.
When's the last time they were together? The Met Gala?
No, he didn't go to that.
Oh, I thought he did.
I don't know the last time they were spotted together, but I mean, Kanye usually goes over the top. Like last year, the year before that, he like got an orchestra to play in their living room for Mother's Day. Don't you remember that?
Well, we don't know. Maybe he did that, you know?
They don't do shit quietly, all right?
Okay, but maybe they do now. because she's trying to be more quiet. Maybe that's her new thing.
I guess, but if you're Kim and Kanye, you can't really do things quiet because then people are going to start speculating that you broke up.
I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt because Kanye is typically over the top about everything and what he does. Even if they're broken up, I still think he's going to go way out of his way because it is Mother's Day and he has two kids with her. I still think he's going to go over the top. Well, I'm going to give him
that. She didn't share anything on social media, Kanye related.
That doesn't mean that it didn't happen.
All right. All right. Well,
benefit of the doubt.
Okay. You're so giving.
Not being me.
I know. Jesus. What's going
Who
on?
Who are you?
Why do I keep saying Jesus? I'm annoying myself.
People love when you say Jesus.
No, they don't. I'm over it. I'm sick of it. I got to think of a new thing. Gosh. Gee.
Gosh does not work. God. Golly does not work.
I've got to think of a new thing. Exactly.
You say Jesus so well. Jesus.
No, I don't like it so anymore. Good. Anyways, in Kardashian land, Kylie Jenner released the trailer for her new Life of Kylie reality show. Did you obviously not watch that?
Yeah, it's in my queue.
It could not have been any worse if I had made it myself. More TV related news. Today, ABC is supposed to have their upfronts. It seems all but certain that Katy Perry is going to be a judge on American Idol. And I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing for her. I mean, I guess at the end of the day, it's a good thing if the show's a hit, but if it ends up being a flop, then it's a really bad look for her. And also, they had tried to make changes to Idol, but the producers, Fremantle and I forget the other one, didn't want to make changes. Specifically, they tried to trim the price down. They wanted budget cuts and they weren't willing to do the budget cuts. They also wanted to shake up the judges panel and the producers didn't want to change up the judges panel either of J-Lo, Harry Connick Jr. and Keith Urban. Anyways, Simon Cowell was approached to be a part of the Idol reboot and he turned it down.
Well, that just means they didn't offer him enough money.
Clearly. Yeah. One of the other names being tossed about is Chris Daughtry. I like him, but that seems like a bad choice to me. Like, I even think that Katy Perry was a bad choice because I'm hearing that they're offering her $15 million. That's more than Kelly Clarkson did. But in the grand scheme of things, like on a successful tour, Katy Perry can make well over $100 million.
Katy just announced her tour and the dates. So I'm sitting here going, how's she going to do both?
Well, her dates end at the beginning of 2018. And then they might work around her dates for the little period of overlap.
I think a lot of it hinges on how well this album does or does not do. And out of the gate, it's not looking good.
Yeah, it's not going to do well.
You know, it's still going to sell records. She has a silly fan base, a sick fan base. Look, it's going to do nothing close to what it used to do, but it's still going to do three times more than any Camila Cabello or anybody else coming up the
pipe. Well, you would have thought so, but Bon Appetit was a disastrous flop.
Disaster.
Mega flop. Like if her fans aren't going to buy that single it didn't even break into the top 60 on iTunes.
Yeah. The tour is what decides, though, because that's where the money is now.
Well, yeah, we'll see how that goes. Also, to me, is bigger than any one person. Like, the show is the star. I don't think they need to pay Katy Perry $15 million.
I agree with you.
I would have advised them to go more legacy artists. Like, get me some divas. Like, get Aretha Franklin.
You know, they tried to get Mariah Carey, and when they had her, she was a mess. You know, they've tried to do that. They've tried to sprinkle in some older people, and it just doesn't seem to print.
Well, you got to get the right ones. You know, Mariah is difficult to work with, notoriously. Get ones. I mean, and actually, so is Aretha. So maybe Aretha's not a good choice.
Yeah, I was going to say Aretha. Yeah. That's a lot of work, too.
Yeah,
I mean,
not Aretha.
To do that, she's a little too old to be moving around like that.
Get like Dolly Parton. Dolly's easy to work with and so lovely and beloved, a national treasure. And I think she would do it for like $5 million.
Still a lot of work, though. Still a lot. Does Dolly want to go through that?
Yes, because it exposes her to new audiences.
But my point is, does she care about new audiences at this point? Dolly Parton is in her 70s now.
I mean, I think it's a fun thing. It's a lot of work, but it's also fun.
Yeah. I mean, I guess you're right. If it's fun at the end of the day, if you're having a good time.
Yeah.
But it is a lot of work still.
Yeah.
And it's a lot of time commitment.
And also, it would be kind of counter-programming to what The Voice does. They all get, like, young, hip, you know, like the Miley Cyruses, the Gwen Stefani, like, young comparatively. You know, Pharrell, Blake Shelton, Adam Levine. So go older on American Idol. Give me the Stevie Nickses, the Shania Twains, like, those types of people.
That would be dope.
Yeah.
Yeah, and really give it a twist of real artistry. Not that Adam Levine isn't an artist and Gwen Stefani isn't an artist or Miley isn't an artist, but when you're talking about a Stevie Nicks, that's many, many, many decades of being an artist. So
Adam Levine is the Taco Bell of music.
But he's not. That's the funny thing about Adam. He is such a great, not a good, a great guitarist.
He's a great guitarist.
I'll tell you what, pull up him doing Purple Rain.
When I saw him perform, he did not pick up the guitar once.
It's strange, but he's actually really good. Pull up him doing Purple Rain.
I'd rather go eat at the real Taco Bell. Anyways, speaking of Katy Perry, this should not be surprising. She is going to be featured on Calvin Harris's new album, extending that Taylor Swift feud, giving it more legs.
Wow.
I hope it's good.
Yeah.
I don't know. Calvin's also been firing a lot of blanks lately, like we've said. So hopefully that collaboration's good. If it is, it might put her back on track.
Calvin's about every third song, he puts out a pretty good one. That's about it now. It's not every single one anymore. So
yeah, it's unfortunate. Did you watch the Bon Appetit music video?
I saw just clips of people eating off of her and I was like, okay, this is weird.
I mean, I liked it. I liked that it wasn't just sexual. There was some elements of like bizarre, weird, and humor in it. The video got tons of views, but you know, that's kind of like, I was telling a friend, it's kind of like MILF Money Part 2. Fergie's MILF Money with all those celebrities in it got a lot of views, but the song was still a flop and nobody bought it.
I'm going to watch it at some point. I don't like the song. I've already said I don't like the song, but I'll watch it because I'm curious to see, you know, what it's all about, what she's going to be dressed in and things like that. Or not dressed in.
Yeah. Did you watch that Miss USA and her comments about healthcare?
I don't care.
You don't care? Yeah.
No.
I don't really care either. That's why I left it towards the end. Like, do people really expect beauty pageant queens to be smart?
Exactly.
I don't, but she's got a future at Fox News. Speaking of Fox News, Bill O'Reilly is such a douchebag. This affidavit was made public from his divorce case with his ex-wife, in which the ex-wife confirms something that their daughter had previously testified, that Bill O'Reilly abused their mom. Yep. Physically abusive douchebag. But that's not stopping him. He just scored a new radio show, joining forces with Glenn Beck.
Oh, good.
Do people who watch cable news, do they also listen?
Oh, yes.
Yeah?
People wonder why Trump got elected. It's cable news and it's the radio. Okay, it's right-wing radio. It's Rush Limbaugh. That's what's going on. And all of those people listen to that stuff, man. All of them.
Wow. In more unsavory news, L.A. Reid has been ousted as the head of Epic Records amidst reports of multiple women alleging sexual harassment against him.
I wouldn't have saw that one coming.
Yeah, not a good look. Also, speaking of crazy, I mean, it's not really crazy, but I just, if I was Barron Trump, I would be pissed. Melania confirmed that he's starting school this fall in Maryland, a place that's far away. I mean, yes, they have Secret Service protection and they could clear the roads, but it's 20 miles away.
That's nothing.
Even with
police escort,
even
10 minutes.
Is that 10 minutes with a police escort?
Sure. They're going 100 miles per hour on the freeway with nobody behind them or in front of them, or they're taking a helicopter every day.
Oh, my God. That'd be so crazy, taking a helicopter.
Yeah, that's a pimp way to go to school, isn't it?
That would definitely cut commute time. I would demand dad take me to helicopter in school.
Yeah, think how much tail you could get if you arrived to school every day in a helicopter. Oh my God.
I would just be so upset stuck in a car for so long if I'm a 12 or 13 year or 11 year old kid.
I'd be like, yeah, I'm taking a Miley Cyrus to the school dance.
But these are definitely bad times for Donald Trump. Even Ann Coulter is jumping off the Trump train.
I saw that.
Yeah, he's starting to lose his most faithful people, his popularity approval rating is at 38%.
Still early.
I know. The people that voted for him, though, it's like they're
hanging in there.
Are they really hanging in there? Like, it's just so
crazy.
They're
hanging in there, man. They think it's all great because they're listening to AM talk radio and they're watching Fox News. They don't think anything's wrong. They're not even hearing these stories. They're talking about Clinton's email scandal on Fox News right now.
Still?
Clinton's email scandal, still.
Why?
It's like they're not even addressing what's going on. It's hilarious. It's the funniest thing you've ever seen. They've got their head in the sand, but on purpose, because it's not news. It's entertainment, as I tell people. They're there to get ratings.
Well, they voted this reality TV star into the White House. And
there you go. You get what you pay for, people.
He's turned the White House into the wildest reality show there is.
Swamp is drained.
Oh, craziness. One of my favorite things from the last week is this one-sided feud between Broadway diva legend Patti LuPone and Madonna. Patti LuPone originated the role of Evita on Broadway, and when asked about Madonna's performance in the Evita film, she said this, "I thought it was a piece of shit."
Whoa.
"Madonna is a movie killer. She's dead behind the eyes. She couldn't act her way out of a paper bag. She should not be on film or stage." That's harsh.
That's harsh.
And not true. Madonna was amazing in Evita.
Him and I got into this a couple days ago. I'm like, she wasn't amazing.
She was amazing in it.
She was acceptable.
No.
She wasn't amazing.
Let me.
The truth lies between somewhere between she was acceptable and what that chick just said.
No, she was more than acceptable. She was amazing. Evita, first of all, had no dialogue. It's
Meryl Streep is amazing.
No, listen.
Madonna is not an amazing actor. You want to say amazing musician? All day, I'm with you.
Evita is like a very long music video. It didn't.
Saw it.
Yeah, I did too. She was amazing in it. She didn't have to give dialogue. She just sang the whole thing.
Next time.
And also, she's been great in many movies. Desperately Seeking Susan.
She was pretty good in. Yeah, but who did she play in Desperately Seeking Susan?
Herself.
That's why she was great.
Yeah, she played herself in Evita too. You know, Dick Tracy. She was great in Dick Tracy.
Yes,
she was. A League of Their Own. She was great in A League of Their Own.
She was pretty good in A League of Her Own. I will give you
that.
She
was great.
She was pretty good. She was better than good, but I'm still not going to say she was great.
Who's That Girl? She was great in Who's That Girl, too. Madonna's done some great movies. She's done a lot of stinkers, too, but...
All right. Put your pom-poms down. Next story.
Whatevs.
Whatevs.
This is a wild. Guess who is running for political office?
The Rock.
No, but he said he's open to it. Antonio Sabato Jr.
I did read that. That's good.
He's got no experience in...
Neither did Donald Trump. Let's elect him.
Right. Our next representative from the Valley, that's where he's running.
Right.
His wife, though, is claiming that he has drug issues and wants sole custody of their son.
At least they're getting some press.
I wonder how that'll affect his candidacy.
Well, it's California. I think people are... They vote a little bit more sensibly out here, I think, but we'll see.
Yeah. Some TV news or film news. The chief officer over at Disney, their CEO, Bob Iger, says that hackers have stolen an upcoming major release of theirs. A lot of people think it's the Pirates of the Caribbean film and are demanding a ransom or they're going to leak the movie. And they are not playing ball with the film kidnappers. It's a crazy world. I'm going to blame Russia.
Yeah, it's Russia's fault.
Or North Korea. I still can't believe North Korea did all that craziness with Sony back in the day. But that was only specifically because they had that movie.
And that's just funny, too.
Yeah.
The Franco movie.
Well, speaking of Disney, the Disney-owned ABC network is dumbing down television even more. They're doing a Bachelor spinoff called The Bachelor Winter Games.
I want to host it.
It wants to compete with the NBC Winter Olympics. You want to host it?
Sure, why not? But, I know The Bachelor.
But doesn't that guy host all of those spinoffs?
Chris Harrison hosts everything. He's too busy. Give me a job. My name is Chris. Hook me up.
You should do it. You love the show.
I love the show. Did you see Ben and Lauren broke up? I called that. She's a pain in the ass. I knew that was going to happen.
Are they the ones that had the spinoff show?
Yes, the Ben and Lauren Happily Ever After?
I guess not so happily ever after.
Nope.
Why did they break up? Who cares?
Because she's a pain in the ass.
Is he a nice guy?
He's a sweetheart, and he's kind of adult, but he's a sweetheart, and she's a pain in the ass.
They don't live in Los Angeles. They didn't. Where were they living?
No, they moved to like Denver or something, to his crappy little place, and you could tell she wants to be a blogger and do makeup and, you know, realistic things. She used to be a flight attendant, and now she can't do that anymore because everybody, you know, recognizes her, which, you know, I guess kind of makes sense. She does have a job to do. She can't be taking selfies every flight. But they moved to his crappy place in Denver. And I was like, these two are going to break up. There's like no doubt about it. I called it when the show was happening. She's just a pain in the ass. There's no other way to say it. She's a pain in the ass.
Wah, wah. In happier ABC related news, they have announced that Jimmy Kimmel is returning as the host of the Oscars. I think he did a great job. Also,
sure did.
They greenlit Roseanne. That revival is officially happening.
Cool.
And ABC is getting into the live musical business. I'm so excited about this. And they're starting off big with Disney's The Little Mermaid.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, that'll be cool.
I saw NBC is doing Rent.
Yeah, no, Fox is.
Oh, Fox is doing Rent.
I love Rent.
You know, I saw Rent 3 times. I wish I could say I loved it. I think I loved it the first time. And then the second time I was like, I didn't think it was that good. Then the third time I'm like, why did I like this in the first place? It's so freaking depressing.
What?
I don't think it's going to do well on TV.
Oh, it's so good.
I mean, I don't think it's going to do well on TV.
But it was a pop culture.
I remember it was a moment. But I just think the moment's up. I mean, a pop culture moment, what, 15 years ago?
Yeah, but
I just think it's up. I don't know if they can get that magic going again, but we'll see.
It's got such a loyal fan base. I don't know. We'll see.
I smell turd.
I hope not. The last thing, I'm so happy Snapchat seems to be finally dead. Instagram launched today these face filters to compete with the Snapchat face filters.
Really?
Yeah. Oof. There's no
idea Snapchat.
I know there's no need really. I don't understand because you can direct message your friends' private photos. You can do everything now on Instagram that you can on Snapchat. Anyways, let's take some calls.
Hello, this is Jay from Austin, Texas. Just asking this question or a comment about Haim Verheim's faces on SNL, how she made all those weird faces. And I've noticed a certain artist do the same thing. Do you think it's because they're trying to be edgy or they're trying to add a certain flair to their music? Or what is it? Because it looks really, really strange. Harry Styles does it. Lorde does it. So I'm just guessing they want to be indie. So let me know your input. Bye.
Yes.
No, I just think that's what some musicians do.
Yeah, but sometimes I see what he's saying. Like some people put it on more. Like Harry Styles, his first performance, he had to make it seem like he was working harder to sing. But the second performance, it wasn't as bad. So the guy's saying, like, why do people put it on? He has a point because people do put it on sometimes. Like John Mayer has ugly sing face when he sings, but that's just John Mayer's face.
Exactly. I think that's just what he does. I don't know if it's like put on.
Hey, this is Mike. Have you heard Lea Michele's new album? And so what do you think of it? Thank you.
By the way, best goddamn question ever. Do you see how quickly this guy got to the point? Ask a question, got right on. Pay attention, people.
The other one was pretty quick too. Hush. Jesus.
Yeah, he was pretty good.
I have listened to it. I like it, but there's only one that I really liked.
Okay, another call.
Hi, Perez. This is Sonia from Miami, Florida. I will try to be as succinct as possible. I have two comments and a question for you. My first comment is you nailed it on the head with Katy Perry. I was such a huge Katy Perry fan, and I've totally turned against her because of just everything about her now. She's just not something that I want to support, the way that she's acting. She's totally obnoxious. Second point, I want to say, second comment, you do not need to have Mia go to beauty school because that girl is gorgeous. I kept up with her second birthday. She's not only a gorgeous little girl, she's just so sweet and seems so, she's just the sweetest little girl. She's always smiling. Oh, my dogs are barking. And my question is, why do you think there is no buzz behind the new Lea Michele album?
Oh, my God.
Is her reign over? I know she was never a pop princess the way she wanted to be, but she seems kind of to have gone down in popularity. I thought her music was really good, her first album. Why do you think this isn't getting buzz? Anyway, love you guys. Love Booker. Thank you so much. Bye.
She must have buzz because we had 2 calls about her. That's more than anybody.
Yeah. First of all, it's not a radio album, and that's not the kind of album that she wanted to make. It's a stripped down album, mainly just her and piano and not a lot of orchestration, which I respect. I just wish the songs were better. Like, I almost wish she would have recorded new musical theater songs or that genre, but they're more of like singer-songwritery poppy songs just stripped down. I would have, and they're not bad songs either, but there's not.
You just would have went more theatrical.
Exactly.
It's because what she is. Yeah. It's where she came
from. Exactly. I would have gotten more.
It's our expectation.
I would have gotten more theatrical. And in terms of popularity, you know, she hasn't been on Glee in a while. And the last show she was on, Scream Queens, was a flop.
And canceled.
And just canceled, yeah.
Hi, Perez. Hi, Booker. This is Kathy from Colorado. I just have a comment. Perez, I have been following you since maybe I was 18, 19 years old. I will be 32 years old this year. And I just saw a video that you posted where you go over the values of your family with your son. And it just brought me to tears. You are an amazing father.
Why are you laughing, you are bitch?
Such an amazing person, and I'm getting welled up right now. I'm such a big fan.
Stop laughing.
And I just really, really wanted to thank you from the bottom of my heart.
Oh, stop it.
Thank you for representing us Latinos in the way that you do. And yeah, just wanted to say thank you so much. I love the podcast. I feel like an idiot for crying, so emotional. probably the hormones. But yeah, thank you guys, and love your podcast. Can't wait to hear you next week.
Greatest call ever.
That was the greatest call ever. That is our best call ever. First of all,
she's as unstable as you
are. Shut it. I'm very stable. That sure meant so much to me that she took the time to call and say such lovely things and has, you know, been with me for over a decade now. Mm-hmm. Tweet me.
Are you going to cry?
Tweet me so that we can.
I might cry laughing.
Tweet me. Just tweet me. Let's go.
Maniacs.
Asshole.
Called therapy. Get some. Here we go.
You need some.
Hi, Perez. It's Dana from Scottsdale. I just wanted to say that I just listened to your podcast and a Kim Kardashian makeup special challenge show would never work because there could only be like two or three episodes because they look the same in every single time you see them, every event. They always look the same. It's not like you could do challenge shows with different makeup and things like that. So anyway, that's it. Love the podcast.
Yeah, bye. Good call. Quick. Yeah, they kind of always look like aliens to me. Like they're from space.
Yeah.
One more?
Sure. Let's just listen to that other one more time.
Hey, Perez. Hey, Booker. Absolutely love the podcast. Even though you guys get a little inappropriate sometimes, I do enjoy listening to you guys on my way to taking my son to school. It's something me and him both bond over. He's 11. He absolutely adores you guys. As do I. We wait every week. We cannot wait till Wednesday morning when you guys are out to listen to you. So keep up the good work. And yeah, thank you.
Should an 11-year-old be listening to our show? Or should we tone it down a little bit?
Nah, they should totally be listening.
We're a little blue sometimes.
You know, it happens.
I guess so. All right. Well, guys, thank you for listening. We do appreciate it. 800-721-1185 if you want to call and cry.
Hush. All right. Bye.
All right. We'll see you next week.
Take care. Have a good one. Thanks for listening.
I feel like an idiot for crying.